In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. Cut fingers, gotcha.
Feeling paranoid.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Sunday edition, the 23rd day of March 2014. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I am doing this Sunday edition from my home in Austin, Texas, and we are going to have Riding Shotgun back at the studio with a bunch of investigative reports and breaking news. David Knight running shotgun with us, riding shotgun with us, and Mark Dice, recently censored for his pro-gun, pro-Christian activities on YouTube, clearly censored. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about all the different ways they attack free speech in this country and try to blackball anyone who's not a communist serving the offshore megabanks that are fascist. And so we're going to be looking at the Fairness Doctrine. We're going to be looking at Facebook censoring, CISPA, SOPA, Drudge being demonized for saying, as a small business owner, I'm going to go ahead this year and opt to pay the $5,000 fine on the income tax forms. And they had Yahoo News, just everybody, all the Democratic Party operatives come out yesterday and today. We're covering it at Infowars.com. We have a Breitbart story. And say he's a complete liar. Basically, there is no $5,000 fee or fine. They either say that lie, which is 100% lie, or they say, oh, the mandate doesn't start till next year. Well, for individuals, not for businesses. My accountants are telling me the same thing. And I've got enough crew members to pass the threshold to where if everybody doesn't get it, or if I don't make them get it, or if I don't somehow force them to have it, I get fined as a small business owner, as they would list me. Really just a political activist that uses business to fund my operation. Most revolutionaries rob banks. I sell T-shirts and water filters and high-quality products. But the whole point here is this is getting really serious because they call you racist. They call you a fascist. They call you, when they're the fascist, they call you a hater when you promote the Second Amendment or national sovereignty. Or they go out and prey on their dumb readers and viewers on MSNBC, as they're doing today, and say that Matt Drudge is lying. There is no tax. There are no death panels. It doesn't increase your premiums. You can keep your doctor. The moon is made of cheese. Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman. It's just a new level of lying. And I don't mean to perseverate and obsess on Drudge. It's just extremely, extremely frustrating. Because, I go through this all the time as well. We go, here are the federal documents that they've got drones watching farmers. And AP and a bunch of others come out a couple years ago. And in every newspaper in the country, basically, smear me and say, I'm a liar, there are no drones. Even though our articles at Infowars.com had all the proof. And they play these games with people. The level of lying is simply ultra-massive. Now the system has become so discredited that they are moving towards trying to just shut us down and shut us up. So I want to give you the different attacks they're involved in today on the other side. Then we're going to look at the huge developments in Ukraine. Russians took over a Crimean military base that was supposed to be handed over in an agreement a week ago. The media is calling it war. Ukraine fears Putin ready to attack the, quote, soldiers seeing as troops storm Crimea base. Obama aid, possible Russia could enter Ukraine. Romney slams president for faulty judgment, and big breaking news on international pedophile rings from the UK to Mexico.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk. Turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Yes. A strange game. The only way to win is not to play. I am Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from my home in Central Texas. And we have David Knight back at the Infowars.com news studios, where we produce weeknight news, 7 o'clock Central every evening, and where I bring you the weekday syndicated radio transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. This is the Sunday edition. We've had the weekday edition now for 19 years, or 18 and a half years, and then we've, of course, been doing for over 6 years the Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central transmission. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I think that War Games intro is proper because I've never been to Russia. I don't agree with a lot of the things the Russians do or that Vladimir Putin is up to. But they've been actually moving away from communism, more towards free market in many ways, and I do agree with that. And the wealth of the average Russian has been going up since 1991, even though they've had a lot of problems. So, you know, I'm rooting for the Russians to make it and basically have the American dream. I want the American dream as well. That said, Putin's been totally defeated. In the last few months, the EU could not get the Ukrainians to vote to join the European Union and be looted by the same central banks that have been looting Greece and Spain and many other countries. And so they went and started a civil war, overthrew the government, and NATO backed rebels took 93% of the country. The Russians took their military bases on their border in the Crimea and their naval bases. And basically have seen 90%+ of the country that they were somewhat controlling taken over. The media spun it that, oh my gosh, the Russians invaded, they're so horrible. If you follow the news like we do, and we covered this last week, it was the deadline last Sunday for the Ukrainian military to pull out of Russian military bases that they had taken over. One commander refused to leave. And so the Russians went in with armored vehicles, blew open the wall, and the military there, the Ukrainians, stood down when the Russian special forces came in and they arrested them. And our media is trying to act like it's the beginning of World War III. And it certainly could be if they keep pushing the Russians. But the truth is NATO and the EU just took 90%+ of the country. And then the Russians simply grabbed their pipelines and their industrial area that feeds gas and oil to Europe and their military bases. And the United States would do the exact same thing if it was something like Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, which they kept after Fidel took over in 1960. It's the exact same issue. The West is trying to start a war with Russia. Not America, but the same globalist interests that run the EU. See, the EU is run by corporate interests that are not free market. So it's not just the Chinese, the Russians, the U.S. that are players on the global scene with the British and French and Germans to a lesser extent. The big player is the multinational corporations that operate just like governments and are above the law and have diplomatic immunity and basically pay no taxes, who are always lobbying J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, Google. They give money to the anti-gun groups. They give money to the enviro-Nazi groups that want to raise taxes on families and businesses because they're all exempt. They are the people running the world into the ground on record. They're the enemy. They're the ones perching on top of America. They're the ones trying to start war with Russia. They're the ones sucking Ireland and Greece and Spain dry and Iceland. They're the ones creating 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives and trying to sign us on to them. And they know people are waking up to this worldwide, so now they're moving to try to censor media, mainstream media, alternative media, print media, internet media. Everywhere, people are being censored. Demonstrations, hanging up signs, handing out flyers, all over the country is being outlawed. We criticize Russia when they do that, but then it's happening here. First Lady Snapping Turtle, Obama's wife, fake wife, whatever she is, like Hillary was a fake wife for Clinton, that's now admitted. Arranged marriage, totally fake. You know, he's chasing every woman he sees. Hillary's chasing every woman she sees, but side issue. The point is that she goes to China and says human rights off the table. China will kill you if you criticize the government. China puts Falun Gong practitioners, peaceful Buddhists, in prisons, blood types them, and then sells their organs because they don't use drugs and have good organs. I mean, our government won't even criticize Tiananmen Square now on the anniversary. So there's all these different forms of corporate funding, foreign interfering, you know, the Chinese government censoring what can come out in movies or in print. I talked to authors like Michael Savage. He was told point blank, you know, your latest book's not going to be sold because the Chinese government doesn't like it. That's a guy who's had like 40 best-selling books. This is serious. They're trying to keep Rush Limbaugh from winning an award for his children's book right now, trying to disqualify it from a contest. This is the censorship we're seeing, and you may have heard these headlines here on the air when Infowars.com writes articles about them and DrudgeReport.com, the number one news site in the world, picks them up and carries them. You may have heard these headlines. Californians signed petition to allow soldiers to commandeer anyone's home. College students signed petition to imprison all registered gun owners. Obama supporters signed to repeal First Amendment, signed petition. And then the story ends up being on Fox News, CNN, after we push it out there. It's a ripple effect, and they don't like that. Mark Dice's videos, some of them had 5 million views apiece. In fact, more. And his videos were getting bigger and bigger each time, just like ours are. What did Google do? They took down both his channels 2 days ago. Both his channels. And they did it with the super mods that the government has gotten them to approve. And it was only because I had contacts, I don't like to talk about this, but there are good people inside YouTube and Google, that I was able to put Dice in contact with senior people who saw that it was basically fake moderation to restore his channel 30 minutes ago. And I don't like to talk about our connections and things, folks, but it's a war to bring you this radio show. It is a war to bring you news articles. It is a war to bring you these videos. It is a war. And there are good people in the FBI, good people in your local school, good people in the police department, good people at the local corporation, good people in Google, good people in Microsoft. And it's a war, folks, with different infiltrators from both sides, because clearly Mark Dice's videos did not cause any violation of rules. He goes out and interviews real people in public like jaywalking Jay Leno and says, should we put all Republicans in death camps? 90%+ of the Californians say, yes, I want to kill them, and sign the form. And in many cases, he even blurs their faces out, even though it's in public. It's like the news can walk up to you and talk to you. They had a concerted effort to take his channels down. They're trying to take our channels down that have over 500 million views, all of them together, not counting other channels that have hundreds of millions of views. I have films on YouTube with 14 million views, 15 million views, 10 million views, 8 million views. They cannot deal with us, folks. We are absolutely just hurting them badly just in that venue. Now, I'm blessed because I've got old dinosaur media, but the only true dinosaur media that's still standing, kind of like the alligators still around or the crocodile, is talk radio. Because it was alternative media when there was no internet. When the Fairness Doctrine got ended by the Reagan administration and lawyers that we've interviewed on air, the former head lawyer for the FCC, Bruce Fein, That's why you had the proto-internet in talk radio. They want to shut that down, too, as well. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. They want the Republic. They want America back. They don't care if the Democratic or Republican Party stands in their way. They will go up and over the top of any enemy, foreign or domestic. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Knight is back at the InfoWars News Command Center riding shotgun with us. We're going to have Mark Dyche, media critic, who's been on Fox News, CNN many times. He's been very successful, C-SPAN, best-selling author, who's been critical of me some in the past. Why would I then play his videos on air? Why would I promote him? Because he does a good job on the street. And he's not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's fighting the New World Order. And that's the big enemy that's trying to take my guns, that's saying my kids belong to them, that wants to exempt mega corporations from taxes, but raise my taxes to give them banker bailout money. That's my enemy. And so Dyche's site, his YouTube channels with, I don't know, 50, 60 something million views or more. I know that's conservative. I think one of his channels had that. We have screenshots of it. You know, why would I get on the phone and give him emails to high-level people inside YouTube just so they could review that some of their master moderators were censoring the First Amendment and that they better review it and understand that clearly he didn't violate their terms of service and that they want a big controversy on their hands? Why would I do that for somebody, some other media person, somebody who's been critical of me? Because, folks, I'm for the First Amendment. And I know the rules of YouTube, and I know the rules of how it's a public commons, and I know how they're shutting down libertarians and conservatives and patriots and Christians everywhere. And I know how thousands of conservatives, libertarians, the New York Times reports, have to meet in secret in Los Angeles because they'll be blackballed if they discover that they're not Democrats. That is tyranny. That's beyond McCarthyism. And I'm against McCarthyism in the manifestation of McCarthy, and I'm against McCarthyism squared under the Democrats. I stand with the First Amendment, because if we don't stand together, we will hang separate. I wanted to bring David Knight in, and then I'm going to go over the constellation, the cornucopia, the 15 or so torpedoes at free speech, not just here, but worldwide. I've got a whole list here I've written. I'm going to break that down. But first, before we go to David Knight, of the hundreds of videos he's put out, that Drudge perennially, you know, or continually links to when we write stories about him. Here's one where, this is unedited, folks. He'll go out and show whoever he talked to. I mean, he clips out the spaces, but 90%+ of Californians say they want to put all gun owners in camps. They want to bring in communism. They want to arrest all conservatives. These are people that speak clear English, black, white, doesn't matter. They don't want this out, folks. And other people are starting to copy what I did first, what Mark started doing, and now a bunch of college students on their colleges are showing the cult, fake, liberal, fascist, authoritarian weirdos calling for ending free speech. I'm seeing videos every day that we're putting on Infowars.com where people are going to press conferences and asking real questions as citizen journalists, where they're going into classrooms at colleges and bringing up issues, where they're on the street talking to people, showing how evil they are, how dumbed down they are. The system doesn't want you to see this. They want to make modern liberalism look trendy and intellectual, not dumbed down and authoritarian and kleptocratic. So this is what they censored and banned for 2 days. Here's a clip.
We hope to repeal the Second Amendment and keep guns off the campus and keep everybody safe. We just want to make sure that we support Obama and the Bilderberg group and just disarm the citizens. We can trust the government to be the only ones with guns. Yeah, birth date and a signature to repeal the Second Amendment. these peasants don't need guns. So thanks for supporting that. Appreciate that. Thanks for your help. We're trying to repeal the Second Amendment and put all gun owners in prison. The registered gun owners, put them in prison. Thank you for supporting that.
Thank you. I think it's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. They don't need these guns anymore. Only the police need the guns, right?
Yeah, right.
We could trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, that's enough. It's like an 8-minute video, and he talks to a guy in pure clear English, just an older white guy. He goes, "We just need to take all the guns and put them in the camp." And the guy goes, "Buddy, you don't have to tell me," and signs it and shakes his hand. We're gonna put them in a forced labor camp and take all their guns because they're bad. And the guy goes, "You don't have to tell me. You want to arrest me because I own a gun, you nutball?" So this is what they don't want to see. And I'm telling you, it scares them. We've had our YouTube shut down before. We've had our Facebook shut down before. We've had our Twitters. And people say, "Well, just don't get a Twitter or a Facebook then, Alex." They advertise as commons. They want to be the web. So they say, "You bring your content there, and that then if you follow the rules, you can be there." Well, we follow the rules. We dominate as real liberals like Thomas Jefferson against the fascist liberals, and they want to shut us down. And I'm going to go over a bunch of examples. This is only one small part of the censorship happening, and I want you to understand the modern book burning for what it is, the modern gagging for what it is. But I wanted to get David Knight's take on what we're seeing here. And again, why real media? I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. When I saw Dinesh D'Souza arrested, clearly for stuff that wasn't even against the law, giving thousands of dollars to his friend for a Senate run. Imagine if Michael Moore had been arrested after his movie came out against Bush. Even though I didn't agree with Michael Moore, I would have come out for him. I mean, where's the basic instinct in the media to stand for each other? Where is the people's basic instinct? David Knight.
Well, Alex, I think it's time for some people on the left to basically start looking at the free speech and due process issues that these things all bring up. You know, we've seen over and over again, we've seen ACTA, PIPA, SOPA, CISPA twice. We see them trying to set up a regime where they can pull down websites, not just videos, not just YouTube sites, but just entire websites. And of course, when one of these was being protested, a lot of people blacked out their site for a day because that was exactly what's going to happen with this stuff. They're going to be able to take it down. And there's this spirit of censorship that the liberals are giving a pass to because it's their guy. They need to wake up to this. This is, we look at executive orders that Obama has put out over this Ukraine thing, where he's going to bar people who disagree with him from entering the country, where he's going to confiscate possessions of people in this country. That's not just aliens, but it's people who are here
it
in this country.
It's unprecedented. And notice, suddenly our government will not criticize communist China and their rampant human rights abuse.
Yes, yes. I've had some commenters point out, and it's like, yeah, I should have mentioned this when we talked about it on the nightly news, that what Obama's executive orders did, shutting down aliens who say something about his foreign policy in Ukraine, keeping them out of the country, confiscating the possessions of people in this country who criticize his policy, that's very similar to the Alien and Sedition Acts that we had at the very beginning of this republic. And we understand that we had the Kentucky resolutions, we had the nullification talk that came from Jefferson and others pushing back against this, saying this strikes at the very heart of the republic.
It certainly does. When I come back, we're going to bring Mark Dice up and continue to get your commentary and analysis with David Knight. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to just mention the different ways they're censoring when we come back. Just a few of them, and there's a lot of others. I mean, it's a mass attack, and they want to deny it's going on. They don't want to have a public debate about this. This is going on. This is what the dictator's final step is, because we're winning.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now imagine. Now, 5.5, 6 years ago, my film, The Obama Deception, comes out on DVD. It's seen tens of millions of times on Google and YouTube and everywhere else. One of the top films in the country, free for download. We're selling the DVD, and we put a Google store up that we already had. We had a bunch of different shopping carts. We still do. And Google says in an email, "We're shutting your store down. This film is racist." The film says nothing about Obama's shared racial mixed racial background, white and black. It's about how he's a globalist and wants world government. Still, they would not allow us to engage in commerce. You can say, well, that's their site. You know, they're allowed to do what they want. Really, so if they're, say, Christians have a site that allows people to come out of business and somebody else can't come on it, they're advertising as if they're open to everybody, and then they don't let you. But again, there's a fight inside Google and YouTube for whether they will be good or evil. It's the same thing. So we need to put pressure on Google and Microsoft and everybody else so that they can't get away with the type of things they're doing. We've had the Alex Jones channel that's got like 400 million views. Again, just one of my channels with 400 million views. It's like 500 and something million with other channels. Count all the channels together. It's got to be 600, 700 million views. I haven't had time to count it all up. It's huge. That's conservative, by the way. And again, that's just one area we're reaching people. Our biggest audience is terrestrial radio every day with over 3 million terrestrial listeners 6 days a week. I'm not bragging. I'm saying we're real media. We're big media. We're bigger than MSNBC. We're bigger than CNN. But we don't have all the trappings, all the facades. But they know we have the giant audience, and they're scared. The communist Chinese are censoring almost every major movie that has any criticism of communism or Chinese leadership. It gets censored. Red Dawn, the list goes on and on. That's a form of massive censorship. You've got the chilling effect with the NSA spying on Fox News, the Associated Press. It came out 2 weeks ago. Drudge Report is being spied on by the Justice Department. We already knew that. InfraGuard sued and got some of the documents with former Congressman Bob Barr that I'm being spied on. Drudge is being spied on. They're giving government briefings on how bad we are. They have Pentagon briefings that we've covered and played here on air where they say, we can't lie to the American people anymore because of the Drudge Report. See, they're not worried about the New York Times or CNN because they control them with fake left-right garbage. But they don't control Infowars.com. They don't control DrudgeReport.com, and they don't like that. I mean, the government surveils us. Jimmy Carter's out today saying, you know, he knows he's being spied on. Everybody's being spied on. Rand Paul gave a speech last week at Berkeley. We're going to keep Mark Dice into the next hour with David Knight, who's riding shotgun. The David Knight's got special reports on some big Second Amendment victories and then also pedophile rings from Mexico to the UK that have been exposed in mainstream media. Big deal on that front. That's coming up in the second hour as well. But the point I'm getting at is the system's losing. Gandhi said first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Well, we're now to the attack mode. Okay? So that's a very positive thing that's happening right now because people within the system now know we're telling the truth. People within Google and within Microsoft and within the Pentagon, the majority of the Pentagon, know we're telling the truth now. The system is in big trouble. What are they going to do? They're going to shut us up with, quote, Chinese-style net censorship that CISPA and SOPA and the rest of them admit they're modeled after. So they're trying to bring in cybersecurity right now, not to protect the Internet, but to shut it down. And you've got the anti-gunners at South by Southwest 2 weeks ago, we covered this, bragging that they were going to start being able to censor any pro-gun websites on Facebook and not let gun shops be on there to advertise legally. We've had listeners pouring in their letters, shutting down their Facebooks because they have a gun shop and they're advertising their guns there. You can't sell guns on Facebook. It just advertises we have guns if you live in, say, Phoenix. Most newspapers won't let you run your gun ad in them. Most websites won't. This is the censorship, folks, a unified oppression. Then you've got the demonization, saying you're racist or you're a hater if you criticize collectivism or communism or socialism or globalism or Agenda 21. You've got that going on. You've got CISPA, SOPA. You've got Senator Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without the Internet. Let's get rid of it. I mentioned Facebook. And don't forget, this year they've legalized the CIA and Pentagon being involved in domestic propaganda lies. That's Associated Press Reuters. They're ordering the Pentagon to go out and engage in psyops against the public. Total tyranny. So that's just some of the things that we're facing and dealing with. You've got 10 different Democratic senators calling for a return to the fairness doctrine. That's kind of like the Affordable Care Act's called affordable when it's not. Patriot Act's called patriotic when it's not. It's called the fairness doctrine that you can't have any political views that aren't basically socialist or that the government doesn't agree with. They're calling for that on talk radio. All of this is happening. All of this is going on right now, and it's a very serious situation when they just announced last week that they were going to give government, this is all Infowars.com, an article by Paul Watson, they were going to give government certified super mods, moderators, the power to just go through the Google YouTube system and shut down sites for, quote, community guidelines violations. No cussing, no profanity, no nakedness, no nothing. The socialists find it not right to show that Democratic constituents in Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, California, 90-plus percent say, kill all conservatives, take their guns, or put them in death camps. Because we're going to defeat them if we just show what scum they are. I've gone to show the Federal Reserve in San Antonio, private Federal Reserve, and protested them raising our taxes through the income tax that they're paid. And they had my video and my site taken down till I threatened to sue them, and I got into a whole court process and then got the connections into the higher levels so that I wouldn't have to get into lawsuits with them anymore. That's how that happened, because they explained to me there's super mods and government corporations, you name it, that are doing this. So I had to be a super mod and go above their head. I haven't even told Mark this yet. I gave him an email, one of the head people, to be able to even get them to review it so his site would come back. Most people don't get that. It's only because Mark's gotten big enough, as Jim Garrison, the guy that exposed the Kennedy assassination, said. He said, I'm still alive because I'm in the sunshine, because I am a big mouth. It's when you keep your mouth shut, the wolves take over. It's when you don't speak out against censorship or bullying, you get dominated. So we're going to have Mark with us 15 minutes in the next hour, and we're going to get some comments from David Knight at the InfoWars studio coming up. But Mark, a big backlash helped you get back up there. We had some contacts in there as well to get it immediately looked at this weekend. But again, people say, so what if some guy with 60, 70 million views, whatever it was, got shut down? Why do I care? You know, I'm a Democrat. I saw him celebrating you were shut down. Don't these idiots get it? I mean, if they were trying to shut down Michael Moore, I would defend him. Don't they have any common sense, Mark?
They don't. And as you've saw in some of my videos, the petition videos, when people support a particular president or an ideology, they will literally sign their name, birth date, and a signature to eliminate the rights of the opposing party. So short-sighted that they don't understand. They literally just can't even think more than 5 minutes into the future about what may happen, what will happen once the coin is flipped, once an opposing political party is in power. And thank you very much for helping me get this channel back. And you've articulated this situation so well.
Well, listen, don't thank me, Mark. We're in a war. They're going to get our guns. They say our kids belong to them. We are soldiers in full level combat. It's a pleasure on Saturday morning to be on the phone. It's a pleasure to be fighting. This is a war. We're going to kick their ass.
And, you know, and if we didn't, this is a constant battle. And if we didn't put up this resistance, by this point next year, just virtually anybody that was speaking out, you use the word bossy. You say that somebody's bossy. If you just criticize
the first lady says, don't use the word bossy. I say I don't like it. That pig wants to control our speech. She's a book burning witch. I'm sorry. I'm going to come back and give you the floor. I didn't mean to rant. Stay there. See, he's mentioning how they're trying to control the language. How they're saying you can't say bossy, kids can't draw a picture of a gun, they get arrested in art class. If you eat your pastry wrong, it looks like a gun, the police come. This is a total, total takeover. Mark Dice, censored by YouTube, channel taken down because he was conservative, because he was a Christian. We know the videos that got censored when we came back.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I didn't tell the crew to come in with that Mike Judge intro he cut for me at his house last year. Yeah, I'm good friends with Mike Judge. We go shooting and listen to rockabilly music all the time. He lives here in Austin part of the time when he's not out in Los Angeles with his HBO show and the rest of it. And the reason I bring him up is to not name drop Maker of Idiocracy and so many other masterpieces, Extract, you name it. The reason I bring him up is he said in an interview we did last year that he's scared to even be somewhat libertarian because they'll try to censor him and persecute him and come after him. And he talked about the Hollywood mafia. And, of course, we've talked a lot about that privately. I can mention it because he didn't say, you know, it's off record. It's just I know a lot of other people in Hollywood, even bigger than Mike Judge, who's probably, you know, got a $1 billion franchise on his hands or more, was King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, the rest of it. And even at that level, they try to keep him on a short leash because they're not real liberals, folks. Mike Judge is a real liberal. I know him very well. He's into freedom. And these people that say they're liberals, they're not, is what I'm getting at. And one other point, Cass Sunstein, 6 years ago, when he was entering the White House, as the White House regulations are, look this up, said, we're going to create all fake alternative media and go out and create infighting. And we're going to infiltrate mainstream media like Fox News and like Drudge Report, if we can, and others, and destroy them. Now, that was actually in Politico a few years ago because they bragged to them. Media Matters, run by the White House, said, we want to infiltrate and sabotage from within. I mean, this is a war for them to get our kids, to get our guns, to get our property. They are usurpers that pose with the fake moral high ground. And so I want to point that out. That's why I've taken the clear example for 18 years, 19 years on air, but the last three or four, clearly, that I will not attack someone who is a real libertarian or a constitutionalist. Short of you trying to stab my children. You do that, I'll take care of you. But we have got to unify around free speech, property rights, Constitution, or we're done. We're done. Forget the labels. Mark Dice, I give you the floor. We're going to come back with more examples in the next hour with you. But you've just gone through censorship and come to the other side because you were big enough to have a support base and because we had some contacts. I predict you would have gotten your channel back already. You know, I talked to you today, and of course it went through and did happen. But it would have been a week or so before it went up to the right channels. But for most people that aren't big like you are, you don't have, you know, the connections. Most people just get censored, and there is an intensifying censorship where Navy SEALs put out memes about Benghazi on their official Navy SEAL Facebook, and they get shut down. Or you criticize Obamacare, you get shut down on Facebook or Reddit. You know, these people are censoring and lying about it, and they're dirtbags. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have such a big and dedicated following that they applied a 24-hour pressure on YouTube, and I was trending on Facebook, and to have you watching my back as well. But if some, you know, smaller media organization or an independent guy were to have this happen to him, they'd probably have little recourse. And it's incredible the mysterious Orwellian policies of YouTube. You know, they list, obviously, if you have animal abuse, if somebody's making bombs, doing drugs online, those are clear terms of service violations.
Gambling.
But they also put in there that they just reserve the right to remove your video for any reason. And unless you're an establishment insider, like Robin Thicke, who was the guy that Miley Cyrus was grinding with during her Illuminati-themed video music award performance. You know, he puts out a music video with a bunch of women topless, which is basically porn. It gets flagged by the YouTube community, but because he's an establishment insider, they put the video back up. A bunch of porn on YouTube, but
yeah, let's be clear. You're a media critic with a media degree who's been successful for a decade all over the country. They are censoring a critic they don't like who follows all the rules. That is dangerous.
It's a very dangerous precedent. We're living in a society now where you don't need to round up books door to door with the military. All you need to do is delete them remotely. As you know, as much of this audience probably knows, they can literally and have remotely deleted books from Kindle, from your iBooks, from your own device the next time
that were legally owned.
The next time it connects to a Wi-Fi connection, it disappears down the memory hole, which is a term that George Orwell created. And the only reason that we know this is because some people in the tech field had their copy of George Orwell's novel 1984 disappear from their Kindle a couple years ago, and they started reporting on it. So if this happened to just your average person, they might tweet out to their friends, they might post on their Facebook, it's not going to get picked up in the media. So we're actually very lucky that the Orwellian book disappearing down the memory hole even picked up. And now we know that literally with the push of a button, not only can they just remotely delete your book.
They can delete your entire voice off the internet with the Shazam type technology. They can memory hole everything. That's what's so bad about cloud computing is you don't have hard copies. But let's expand. I consulted on Jesse Ventura's first, second, and third season. I was in 4 episodes each season, 12 episodes. And the one I called Ventura at night when it aired. I said, I can't believe that just aired. Congratulations. And it was the one on FEMA camps, threat fusion centers, proving it all. Congress called up and threatened. This later came out in the news. Threatened Time Warner. Got it removed. It never aired again. They're supposed to air like 50 times because it had like 2 million viewers the first time. And then, it, you know, over and over again, they air it. That's how they make their money back. They erased it off all the TiVos and Time Warner boxes of people that had downloaded it to watch and later had to admit they'd done that. See, that's an example of the censorship, Mark. And when they censor you or me or anybody, they're censoring us all. That's why I don't thank me. When they were censoring you, buddy, they were censoring me. I took it like somebody was punching me in the nose.
Because they they're going to come for anybody else next, and that's why
they are coming for me when they go for you. They are coming for me. That's the whole people. So many yuppies think, I don't care if something happens to him or her. I don't care as long as nothing happens to me. When you don't hang together, folks, you hang separate. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's incredibly the liberal establishment is particularly known for just labeling something that disagrees with them hate speech. For example, we have the St. Patrick's Day parade last week. And there was some gay rights groups that wanted to march in the parade with their signs promoting their sexuality. Well, this is a St. Patrick's Day parade. This is not a gay pride parade. It's not Gay Pride Day. No disrespect to the gay community, but it's not your place to be putting your political and personal preference in technically a Catholic parade. And so the mayor mayor of New York, the new mayor, and the mayor of Boston said that the parade was anti-gay. And so if you were to just report on this, they could say, oh, well, okay, so you disagree with that? You disagree with gay marriage?
Here's an example. I was downtown. I was downtown with my children today, walking the dog, and these two gay guys walk right up in front of the kids. They obviously knew who I was and started making out right in front of my kids. And if two adults were doing that, it'd be creepy and weird, you know, a man and a woman. It's all about forcing us, throwing it in our face. I'm sick of it. It's a takeover. It is a cult takeover, and I'm sick of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, the military researched a gay bomb. I mean, they literally wanted to use pheromones and copulence to poison a population of enemy soldiers and to turn them into homosexuals.
There is an obsession with recruiting the children. Keep your hands off my children. Go ahead.
The Disney Channel just introduced the gay character on one of their shows owned by, you know, ABC, an affiliate. And yeah, no disrespect to people who have that preference, but it's undeniable.
Let's get that straight. Exactly. I'm not sitting here obsessed with what you do. It's not because I'm shocked by it and want to make you do what I want. It's that I'm sick of being force-fed this agenda of gay rights attached to a bunch of anti-gun, anti-family crap, anti-John Wayne crap. You do what you want. You let me do what I want and keep your hands off my kids' brains. Go ahead, Mark.
That's what they're trying to do. And obviously, this is to break down the family, to break down the moral fabric of society, to break down the nuclear family committed monogamous relationships. They want the state to raise the children. I mean, it's basically hate speech now. If you just say that I would prefer that my wife would stay at home and raise the kids. Oh, well, you're misogynist. You hate women. I mean, that's you're being bossy. You know, it's incredible. I mean, we briefly touched on Beyonce. The big celebrity Baphomet worshiping bimbo, as I like to call her, with Michelle Obama saying they're just going to ban the word bossy. So I mean, they want it literally. If you just happen to say that one of your boss or a coworker or a manager is just being a little bossy, that's considered to be, you know, like dropping the N word or you know, dropping an F bomb at the office. They want you to be fired.
How about we ban their control freak behavior? By the way, folks, you can still go to markdice.com. They've just restored his YouTube channels because of the major pressure and some connections we have to get it reviewed quicker. But again, we all hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And that's why it's important to support InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the actual sites, because or DrudgeReport.com or WorldNetDaily.com, because they can't shut those off as easily. They've got to have more due process. But these big, multifaceted third-party platforms, they can shut us down on them. We're still there. We still use it because that's where the people are, and we're in a war. We're not going to be deterred from where the people are. We're going to take it over.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It really is dark satire, how over the top it is to have the government mouthpieces saying we're going to ban you using the word bossy. If you write an essay about hunting with your grandfather with a shotgun for ducks, we're going to arrest you or kick you out of school. And then say, well, it's school policy. They're just setting the precedent for total authoritarianism. We've got Mark with us this segment and one more. Then David Knight's got a bunch of Second Amendment breaking news, huge pedophile ring news that's breaking that really shows you how evil these people are and why they want the kids. And that's really the agenda that's happening here. But, Mark, I've been ranting. Make other points that you've been chomping at the bit to get to.
You know, you've articulated quite a bit of it. It's just incredible how the liberals' establishment today, and, of course, very similar if the Republicans were in power, but what we're having today is people will agree to a label. If you just simply say, oh, that's racist, people are so mindless, they'll just agree with you. Oh, that's sexist. Okay, that's what people have determined are sexist. They don't think for themselves. And that's what I try to illustrate and hopefully did illustrate with my YouTube videos, the petition series, where, I mean, you've showed many of them, much of the audience may know, where I just ask people to sign a petition to, using the keywords, will you support Obama and then just insert crazy idea here from banning the First Amendment, banning the Second Amendment, banning the third, banning the fourth, banning the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and then just repealing the whole Bill of Rights. I mean, literally, you know, in 10 minutes on a Monday afternoon at the beach. If this was a Saturday afternoon, people would have.
Yeah, you're not cherry picking people. I mean, we went out and interviewed 12 people and 11 said ban water for Obama.
Well, I remember after I started these, some of your crew was out here in San Diego shooting, and they contacted me, and we went out, and we shot some footage. And I was glad that they could see firsthand that, I mean, it's 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10 people will sign it. And I wanted people to argue with me. I mean, I would include that in the video. I want to make the point, having people say, wait, why would you want to do this? This is ridiculous. Why would you want to repeal the First Amendment? But it's just incredible how, since everything has rolled out onto these private corporate systems, and the terms of service are just so Orwellian. I mean, if they just said, yeah, you know what, if you just question whether President Obama, you know, was born in America, maybe he was born in Kenya, oh, that's racist. That's a racist. We've just determined
that. And by the way,
that's
let's
racist.
Add the key here. They're adding these rules to the internet wide. So it's not like, oh, well, Google's its own company, so let them do it. No, no. They're bringing this in with CISPA and SOPA, internet IDs, all of it, to a web bill of rights, they're calling it. And, Mark, do something for me. You know I went and questioned politicians and went to universities to confront dumb people and went out and did man on the street before you did. You do a better job, I think, than even I have. I've promoted you. I don't even care. My reporters are so nice that I'll say, go ask the same questions or ask similar ones. They go, that's Mark Dice's bit. And I have to tell them, listen, Mark wants you to do it, and we want everybody else to do it to expose the tyranny. We're not copying jaywalking. People forever have gone out and shown dumbed down populations. That's how you expose it. Give my reporters permission from you to basically take your questions and go out and redo it.
Do it. You know, you take the concept and put your own personal spin on it. Verify that it's not just people in Southern California that are doing it.
Exactly, because it's not about Mark Dice or Alex Jones. It's about showing how fascistic these nutballs are.
Yeah, it's incredible. And if it happens in Texas where you're located, I mean, it's going to happen everywhere. If we may expect such a thing to happen here in, you know, Airhead, the land of fruits and nuts, which is Southern California. But I've seen your crew doing, you know, demonstrating some of the same concepts that I've done, and it's the same thing. Yeah, what, you know, can you name any of the Bill of Rights? What's ban water? It's incredible. I mean, I never thought when I started this that I could have just went right down the line: First Amendment, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, Eighth, the whole Bill of Rights. Let's save the Holocaust Beach Festival. I mean, the Holocaust Beach Festival video, I didn't even know if I should post it. I didn't know if it was in bad taste. I posted it, and I mean, nobody questioned me. It was 10 minutes, and everybody
they're like,
I
let's
asked,
burn Jews on the beach for Obama.
They had no idea. The Holocaust Beach Festival was a big party at the beach, and you could go and look it up on YouTube, where I said the Jews have a contest to bury people in the sand. They have big bonfires. It's a big festival. The Jews, they have a Holocaust reenactment. Alex, is what I told these idiots, and they signed their petition to save this. This is how brain dead.
That's it, and the system doesn't want it known what they've done.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power.
Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerance, depression, and where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Obama!
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Now, folks, InfoWars nightly news reporter and co-host David Knight is going to be piloting the transmission in the next three final segments, because he's got a bunch of breaking news on great things happening for the Second Amendment federally and at the state level. But you got to remember, you got to be on the offense winning or you're on the defense losing. So we're in deep trouble when it comes to the Second Amendment, but because America has awakened, we're starting to have some big victories. So we're going to tell you about those. And then incredible how it's come out, how a bunch of different top BBC people, government officials, torture rings, murdering children, torturing children. It's all coming out, just like our sources said years ago. It's tied into Mexican drug cartels here. It is just hellish. Absolutely hellish. He's going to cover that as well. Mark Dice is here with us. He had both his big YouTube channels with, I know one had like 60-something million views. The other had a bunch of views. Most of his videos ended up getting picked up and covered on national television. And it was just showing mainly Democrats saying we want to kill the conservatives. We want to put them in FEMA camps. We want to take their guns. We want to take their kids. We want total surveillance. Really, it's an authoritarian party. And we know the Republicans are bad as well, the old blue bloods. But the libertarians are taking over the Republicans right now with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others. And that's really scaring both the Republican blue bloods and the Democrats as well. So there's a real power struggle right now in America. But the good news is America's waking up. I want to get David Knight's take, as he's been holding the last 20, 30 minutes sitting in the studio listening to Mark Dice. Do you have any points you'd like to make? I'm sure you do, David. And then any questions for Mark Dice?
Yeah, Alex, you know, one of the things that I think this really illustrates is the problem that we've been seeing with all of these CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all these different pieces of legislation that are being championed by Dianne Feinstein and Mike Rogers. I mean, those are the top Democrats and Republicans. They're united at the top. We've got to unite at the grassroots level to fight this. We've got to unite around liberty, because they're united around censorship and control.
That's right.
And I guess one of the things that bothers me about this is that, you know, what we saw with Mark Dice's situation is, how do you appeal this process? You know, when they shut down Telly Blackwood's YouTube channel, he was somebody who did a video for the Paul Revere contest. And he had it was a spoof of Michael Moore and
Piers Morgan. His video got 800,000 views in a few hours.
That's
right.
They
could see it was going to get 10 million, so they shut it down.
They shut down his entire site. He had 9 million views. It's much smaller than Mark Dice's, but it was still a very large channel.
Well, he's also an accomplished television and movie actor.
That's right. And they just shut his, they shut his business down. And he couldn't, he was in this catch-22 situation where, even though they, he wanted to try to appeal the process, but they had shut down his Google accounts, so he couldn't, he didn't have the Google accounts to appeal the process. So you get into this.
When they shut down one of your Google things of dozens, everything goes down. Your identity goes. They make, Google says, we want to be the web. We've taken over. You've got to have us to live. We dominate the web. And then you do one thing we say is wrong, we shut down everything you've got.
That's right. And that's what I see coming up with the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Web ID is exactly right there in the secret treaty.
Exactly.
Go what? Tell folks about that. An American Congress isn't allowed to see that secret treaty, but Anonymous leaked it.
What is going to be our due process? Do we have any presumption of innocence? Of course we don't under the TPP. Under TPP, you have corporate entities yet to be defined that are going to be at a par with the government. And of course, an individual corporation can go into arbitration and have equal representation with a government, with an entire government. So it's a massive takeover. And they're pulling in things that don't have anything to do with trade. They're pulling in things like
and
the internet.
And they're codifying what's been tested on Google and Facebook, covert censorship, just like the NSA would deny they were spying. Oh, we're not censoring. It's the same thing. Deny, deny, deny. Like Bill Clinton said, while they're doing it. We knew they were spying on InfoWars and Drudge years ago. Now it's been confirmed by four-year documents. It's the same thing, folks. Tyranny is looking you in the eye. It's illegitimate. Rand Paul last week said, look, Congress is being spied on. The Senate is being spied on. They're spying on the Intelligence Committee that's over them. This is like your kids. You come home and they're sitting in your chair telling you what to do, telling mom and dad to take the trash out, folks. Mark Dice.
Yeah, and they're so powerful. I mean, it's not only just spying on them and recording who's calling who, but you guys know this. You've been reporting this for years, probably 10 years. They're recording the audio content of calls. And thanks to Edward Snowden, much of what you guys have been reporting for a decade is finally being confirmed in the mainstream, even though it's been confirmed in trade journals and patent applications and approvals.
And NSA sources we've had bigger than Snowden.
Yeah, but now we have finally, oh wait, so they are recording every single phone call through Operation Mystic of an entire country, which was a report that was published, written 5 years ago in 2007. So just imagine the power that they have now. They can record the audio of every single phone call ever that has been made. And then,
and I love how the gullible public, hold you over if we have to, Mark. I'm leaving so you'll get a word in edgewise here with David if he wants to do one more segment with you. The point is that these gullible people say, I have nothing to hide. That's like when you put your address and what you got for Christmas on Facebook and that you're going on a trip and people rob you. Bad people will use your stolen data against you. You protect your data. You lock your door at night, not because you're a bad person, but because there's bad people out there. I'm sick of hearing, give up all your data if you have nothing to hide, while the government and corporations are totally secretive. Mark.
Yeah, I guess Anne Frank didn't have anything to hide either. For those who don't know, she was the Jewish girl whose diary was later published about the atrocities of the war. And so I guess, if she didn't have anything to hide, her and her family, maybe they should have just came out and tried to reason with the Nazi officers.
Why were they hiding? They should have given their information up.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to hide. I mean, what was going on with them?
Against tattoos on their arm for IBM? Maybe it's good for the Jews to have tattoos on their arm to prove they're not racist.
And with the NSA spying, I mean, people laughed at me, almost 10 years ago for putting tape over the webcam on my laptop. And now, of course, we have Miss Teen USA, who was almost attempted blackmailed by someone hacking into her webcam. And so if just an ordinary low-level script kiddie hacker can do that to her, just imagine what the NSA is capable of doing.
I had my computers looked at 5 years ago, and there were hundreds of attempts to use my webcam that I'd never used because Skype wasn't around then. They are using them. Look at the public schools watching the kids at home with them. It's a power grab. Stop being naive, folks.
And when we're talking about the mainstream media being controlled and being in bed with the government, you guys know this, Dave and Alex, but the CIA was admitted and has been uncovered in congressional hearings back in 1975, where they were caught and admitted paying the major editors, major reporters, the major heads of all major media under the table, cash, $1 billion a year in today's
Operation
dollars.
Mockingbird. We're out of time. David, I would imagine you want to do 5 more minutes with Mark on the other side. Let him finish. Then get into your pro-Second Amendment good news, and you've got the pedophile breaking news coming up. I'm going to let David just take over, or I'll interrupt, because he's got so much news to cover. David Knight, I'll be back tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. Mark Dice coming back up, markdice.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, buying products at InfoWarsStore.com helps fund our whole operation here. So InfoWarsStore.com, some amazing pro-Second Amendment t-shirts there and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, and we've got Mark Dice of MarkDice.com on the phone line. Now, Mark just had his YouTube channel taken down for a little over a day, and this is about a week after it was announced that Google was going to set up something they called super flaggers. They were going to give some government institutions. It was pointed out that in the UK, the government had a line in on this. They said it's about 200 individuals that they've given the authority to flag multiple videos at once, and paying a lot of attention to those special individuals who can take down videos whenever they want. And I guess one of the things that bothers us, we've been talking to Mark Dice about, is how much this looks like SOPA, CISPA, PIPA, ACTA, all of these different things that have been put forth by the Congress to shut down the internet. And of course, we see that also being repeated in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, this trade agreement, so-called trade agreement, that's being negotiated secretly by corporations and fast-tracked by the American government. But of course, senators and congressmen from our country, from other countries, are not allowed to see this trade agreement. But we've had some parts of it leaked by WikiLeaks. Very concerning, Mark. I think that when we see this happening, it looks very much like what we're all afraid of. When we see these YouTube channels like yours taken down, like Kelly Blackwood's, this, you enter into this catch-22 situation where you don't get any warning that they're going to take it down. You don't get a chance to respond to the charges. They just take it down, and then you're in this catch-22 situation where you can't respond to them because they've shut down the lines of communication.
Yeah, and the Orwellian leadership often has a megalomania, and they come up with these ideas that they want to roll out onto the public. And if we didn't resist, if we didn't just, you know, stand up and push back, if we didn't talk about it and raise some awareness, we would already be in an Orwellian nightmare 100 times worse than what we're actually in. I mean, yes, we would have just books being deleted left and right. And let this be a lesson to them too, because when you're in the right, I like to say, you know, when with God for me, who dare be against me? Because they tried to shut me down. I'm doing the right thing. And guess what? I'm back and I'm more popular than ever. And the message is being spread even more. So that's not right. Only did they that's fail right. in shutting me down, but they actually have helped me. I was trending on Facebook yesterday. My Twitter has been blowing up for over 24 hours. And so they tried to stop. And guess what? It just helped. But yeah, it's a battle. Yeah. And it's a lot of stress, and we're all in a very dangerous position here. But everything that we've been reporting virtually has been for 10 years that InfoWars has been covering, that other alternative media, independent, non-Operation Mockingbird, you know, CIA cash-accepting people have been reporting, is now finally leaking into the mainstream about your webcams, about Congress being spied on.
Yes. Yes.
About the calls being recorded. Virtually, these people need to be charged with just billions, literally, of Fourth Amendment violations. I mean, it's to the point where it's beyond Orwellian when we have smart televisions that have facial recognition systems, that have audio recognition capabilities that they can just activate remotely. And the tech companies, as you know, as InfoWars has been reporting, are literally in bed with these guys, I guess literally and figuratively, handing over the keys to the kingdom, to the encryption software, building in backdoors. The NSA architects and software engineers are literally working at these tech companies to create these backdoors into these systems. And it's beyond Orwellian. And, mm-hmm. and if it weren't for people like Alex and you and others on the front lines, we would already be in a society where people are afraid to speak up. People are, or many people are afraid to speak out, but it would be 10 times worse than it is right now.
Well, it's very important. And like you point out, it turned into a huge victory because it got picked up on Twitter because your popularity, we put it on our site. Alex talked to them about it. We had, because of all this, it got unrolled. Now it's out there. Now more people know about you than ever before. And we've got some reports coming up about the Second Amendment. We see that in Delaware, of all places, and of course, Mississippi, Georgia, even in Washington, we've got some very good news on the Second Amendment. This is a war. And this was just one battle. This battle now has been won in a big way. And I think it's very important that we take a look at this. Before I say goodbye, though, I want to ask you a quick question. You know, a lot of people have pointed out, I got a couple of emails and comments. People said, this happened on 322. And of course, you cover the Illuminati a lot. You put any significance on that, the fact that it happened on 322?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there are strange coincidences in the world, but it is quite an interesting coincidence if in fact it was. 322, for the audience who doesn't know, is the number of skull and bones, which refers to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, about Adam and Eve eating the fruit of the knowledge, the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and obeying Satan, which is the philosophy of the Illuminati and the Luciferian elite. So,
yeah, and of course, they also want to say that, you know, well, we've become like God, right? That's what you hear all over, not only from Lucifer, but you hear that from Kurzweil, Ray Kurzweil. He wants to become God. He says he doesn't believe in God, not yet. You know, the implication is that he's going to become God. And that's genuinely what they believe. And of course, we also see world leaders who think that they're God, or at least act like they think they're God, don't we?
That's the secret of secrets. That's the royal secret of these secret societies. And with, you know, Ray Kurzweil, that could be one of the other reasons why my channel was shut down, is because I'm critical of Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanist goal, because these same corporations want to literally implant computer chips into your brain, as you know, as you've been reporting, this, the neural interfaces, the BMI's brain machine interface, this transhumanist trend.
They're coming out with that big time now. They've been researching this for a long time. We've been reporting this for a long time. Now they're trying to mainstream it. I did a report where the Wall Street Journal was talking to a philosopher, and he's a futurist, and he's talking about, oh, this is great. We're going to cure Alzheimer's and PTSD. All you need to do is have the chip implanted in your brain, and we can physically control you. They've been doing that with psychological efforts. They've been doing it with chemicals and drugs, and of course, they've been doing it with now electronics. They're ready to roll this out to everybody and just you know, take the chip and it's going to solve all your medical problems.
And those who don't, are whether it's in 10 years or 30 years, those who don't take it, those who don't want to have the eternal life here on planet Earth, now that the Illuminati establishment has restored the fallen state of mankind to our pre-Garden of Eden state, those who don't want to take this chip, those who don't want to take the life-enhancing technology, are going to be seen as suicidal terrorists.
Yes.
And it's going to be incredible to see how they deal with that, because they're going to say, wait, oh, you want to grow old and die? That's crazy. You're suicidal. You want death. No, we've solved the problem of death. Just plug this little device into your brain. Just go into the little Google hospital over here and, you know, get wired up. Everything will just be better once you do that.
We're going to see it even before then. We're going to see self-driving cars. If you don't want to get into a self-driving car and give up your right to move yourself around, put yourself under their total control, they're going to take care of you there too. Mark Dice, I'm glad this worked out. That's MarkDice.com. Take a look at his videos. He's even bigger now after they tried to shut him down. We'll be right back with breaking news about the Second Amendment.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for the moment for Alex. And we've been talking to Alex and to Mark Dice about Mark Dice's YouTube channel being taken down. That was a channel with 55 million views. It was a big YouTube channel. He had over 250,000 subscribers, and they just took it down. No notice, no justification, and it was down for probably about 24 hours. I think it would still be down, as we've seen with other people, as we talked about with Telly Blackwood, who had a video that was in the Paul Revere contest. They took his down for several months, essentially destroyed his business doing that. Mark, fortunately, with all the pushback from InfoWars, from Alex, from all of his followers, that's been put back now. We're very happy to see that. And that's going to blow back in their face, as Mark Dice pointed out. He's bigger than ever before. More people know about him than ever did before. And that's what we want to see happening. I've got news here from the Second Amendment. We see some big wins. We see people heading in the right direction, trying to tackle this and tackling it effectively at the state level, because there's so much corruption in Washington. Just as we see with CISPA and PIPA and ACTA, we see people like Mike Rogers and the Republican Party and Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat Party, totally in agreement about censorship, totally in agreement about licensing journalists and then basically shutting down all individuals' free speech other than licensed journalists. That's a very, very dangerous idea, but they're basically in agreement on this. We see Mike Rogers and Feinstein in agreement about CISPA, ACTA, other ways to censor the internet, exactly like we see happening with YouTube. It's exactly the way it's going to happen, except it's going to be with entire websites, with entire news websites, if that happens. And they're trying to fold that into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've been talking about that. But I want to go to some Second Amendment victories. But before we do, this is going to kind of reflect on some of the other articles that we've got later on in the show about pedophile rings and some news that broke on that this week in the UK and in Mexico. Things that we've been talking about, Alex has been talking about for a very, very long time. I did a special report on that on Friday's news, and it was very disturbing to see all the people recounting their experiences with Child Protective Services, with CPS. You know, the government always says it's here to help you, and it always says that it's here to help the children. You know, we have to shut down guns because of the children. Fill in the blank. Whatever we need to do, wherever we need to add government, it's to preserve the children. And of course, they come at us with CPS, and we see that CPS has over and over again, and not just our country, but in many countries around the world, documented by not just InfoWars. These are press reports from people that you're not going to question, right? Of course, you're not going to question Reuters or AP. They're all reporting this. They're all reporting what is happening worldwide. And so we're going to be talking about that. But so with that in mind, I want you to see this news out of Yahoo.com. This is a mom arrested while trying to console special needs son in school. Now, this is a Missouri woman, a Mrs. Williams. She's at home. She gets a phone call from the elementary school, and they say, your son, who has Asperger's syndrome, is panicking. So she goes down as fast as she can. She runs to the school. She goes to the front desk. They recognize her because she's been down there several times. She just saw the principal a week ago. She gets buzzed in. She goes in to console her child, and then they come in and they tell her, though she was buzzed in as a known parent by school officials, she apparently broke protocol because she didn't sign a paper. She didn't sign in before heading to his classroom. She was told this was an emergency. They buzzed her in, but she didn't sign their piece of paper. So what did they do? Well, she said, I'll go back and sign it. Oh, no, it's too late, they said. We have already called the police. They told the principal to bring the book to her and she'd sign it, but the administrator had other ideas and said, we've already called the police. They came and arrested her, took her to jail because she had unauthorized entry into a school. They charged her with trespassing. They shut the school down on lockdown for 12 minutes. See, this is where the out-of-control bureaucracies are headed. This is what they're doing to our children in these prisons that they call government schools. They're set up to create an environment that our children live in where it's fear and panic and the government is in charge of everything. You've got officers who can roam the hall, tase children at will. They can inspect their cars as part of a, quote, normal procedure, as the mainstream media told us. They just did that this last week. They looked as part of a normal procedure. They inspected some guy's car at high school and found a pocket knife. And now he's in big trouble. How is that normal procedure? When I went to school, we didn't have police going through our cars. We didn't have to go through metal detectors. This is crazy, but it is all coming from the war on drugs. It's coming from a government that says it's there to protect our children. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about some good news. I want to talk about some things that are happening with the Second Amendment, because we see that we are winning victories there, just like Mark Dice won the victory against censorship on YouTube through publicity, through the information war. We can win battles. And what we see now here in Washington, we see a report from the Daily Beast. Now, the Daily Beast thinks that this is a bad thing that Rand Paul is attacking Obama's nominee for attorney general because the guy has been an anti-gun activist. But we see that it's getting traction and they're lamenting the fact because the Daily Beast doesn't like the Second Amendment. They don't like many parts of the Constitution and they're part of the traditional left-wing political spectrum control. And so they're very concerned that Democrats are joining him in this because they don't want to be pinned as anti-gun. That says something, doesn't it? That there are Democrat legislators who realize that their seats are in danger if they're going to tank our constitutionally recognized God-given rights. Now, this is what they're saying. Rand Paul believes that this guy, his name is Murthy, would use his post to propagandize on the behalf of the Affordable Care Act, that would be Obamacare, and against the Second Amendment. And this is why. This is one of the reasons why he's being opposed by Rand Paul, by the NRA, by many others. He put out a tweet and said, "Are you tired of politicians? I'm tired of politicians playing politics with guns, putting lives at risk because they're scared of the NRA. Guns are a health care issue." No, they're not. They're not a health care issue any more than bathtubs are a health care issue, or hammers are a health care issue, or cars are a health care issue. They're not what the Surgeon General needs to be. I don't really know why we need a Surgeon General. I'm sorry to say, it's not what the Surgeon General should be involved with. Why do we even need a Surgeon General? Let's just get rid of the whole office there. But anyway, he's obviously going to be using his position to propagandize people against gun control. Eric Holder has been on record saying that's what they want to do. So they're heading that off. But now we've seen some really good news coming out of some states. Now, a couple of states that you might expect would have some good news on the Second Amendment, Georgia and Missouri, but one that might be kind of surprising, Delaware. The Delaware Supreme Court has just thrown out a gun ban. On March 19th, the Delaware Supreme Court ruled that the Wilmington Housing Authority's gun ban is unconstitutional. This is a case that goes back to 2010. And again, according to the NRA, ILA, this is an opinion that was written by Justice Henry DuPont Ridgely. He said that Section 20 of Delaware's Bill of Rights, quote, specifically provides for the defense of self and family in addition to the home. There you go. So if you have a right to self-defense, and that's one of the reasons that we have our God-given right of self-defense is recognized in the Second Amendment, that's one of the reasons there, the housing authority cannot ban them. And then we also see in Mississippi, we have a gun protection bill that is going to the governor's desk. Now, this one is interesting because Mississippi is right next to Louisiana, of course, and that was where we saw in the wake of Katrina, them going around and confiscating guns in neighborhoods of people who were just there to defend their homes from looters. So this Mississippi bill would safeguard gun owners' rights during natural disasters from local municipalities that seek to regulate gun possession and is now headed to the governor's desk for signature. It's passed both of the houses there. And we see in Georgia, they have 13 items that have now passed and are heading to get signed. And this is under the governor's signature, it will enact the following pro-gun reforms, things like removing fingerprinting for renewal of weapons carry licenses. See, they're treating you like a criminal. That's going to be gone. They're going to take that away. Very important that they take that away. And then, of course, we've also got some news that's coming up right after the break. We're going to be talking about breaking news with things that you will not believe what they're doing to children in Mexico. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, as I was saying just before the break, there was some very disturbing news about child pedophile rings that was brought up at a press conference in the UK on Friday. And we've got that clip. Let's play that clip real quickly.
However, I suppose the one thing it does flag up is the tussle within the coalition to lay claim to the raising of the lower income tax threshold, because you talk to
institutional paedophile rings operating in this country now.
Sorry,
I just asked Nick
Clegg.
We're
going to have to leave you.
I just asked Nick Clegg a question.
Just stand aside,
Norman.
That's right.
Cut across you there, Norman.
We don't want to talk about that, do we? We want to cut that off. The guy came up and he essentially photobombed that press conference. And what had happened was he had confronted Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg and said, "What about the pedophile rings that I told you about 4 years ago?" And instead of giving him a response, Nick Clegg physically ran away from the problem, just like he's been running away from it as a prime minister, as a politician for 4 years. But it's something you can't run away from. This is something that we've shown over and over again with the Jimmy Savile situation. You had higher-ups in the BBC and Scotland Yard turning these investigations away. We've seen this, though, not just the UK. It's not just a UK problem. This is happening in our government, in America. We've seen, look at the Franklin scandal. Look at what happened with the allegations about Michael Aquino, Satanist, who worked for the NSA. Look at what happened with the United Nations. Look at what happened with Hillary Clinton and the State Department and an ambassador in Belgium. We have that report. I did that on the nightly news on Friday. That's up on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. Take a look at that report. It's very powerful. And then today, I come in and look at the news, and we see that in Mexico, this drug cartel, the Knights Templar, is recruiting, as having their recruits eat children's hearts as part of an initiation rite. See, they're not just using the children as sex slaves. They are also using them as an organ trafficking ring. That's where the drug guys are headed. That's the pervasive evil behind this. And yet it's happening everywhere. UK, US, UN. It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter whether it's left or right. These people at the top, you have to understand what the nature of these people are, the dark satanic nature, the dark side of this. And so we have that report on InfoWars. I want you to take a look at that. It's very heartbreaking to see the comments there that people have about Child Protective Services. And one of the last things that we had there was a report about what happened in Portugal. And of course, there they did actually roll it back. That's what should be happening in many places, that these people should be caught. But we do have a report that is a little bit on the light side. I don't want to finish with something quite so heavy. We have, of course, Piers Morgan, and he's challenged Jeremy Clarkson of Top Gear to a boxing charity match. But where did we ever hear that before? Well, Alex challenged Piers Morgan to that after the comments that Buzz Bissinger and Piers Morgan made to him. And we've got a report that we ran on Friday. Let's air a little bit of that.
Speaking of feuds, you have this contentious debate with this gentleman, Alex Jones.
Yes.
I saw this on your show. Tell people who he is.
Well, Piers Morgan is back in the news again, desperately trying to get attention. He's challenging Jeremy Clarkson of Top Gear to a fight for charity. Back when Piers Morgan and Buzz Bissinger were talking about how they'd like to invite Alex to a boxing match and then shoot him.
Automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that.
Now, Jeremy Clarkson isn't taking Piers Morgan seriously, but Alex Jones is. He had this to say today.
I got serious news to get to in your phone calls. But first off, I want to get into this, and I'm going to have the Nightly News do a piece on this because it is interesting, and then they can get where Buzz Bissinger on the show said he wanted to kill me and that Piers Morgan should kill me, and Piers Morgan said, yes, I want to kill him. So at that point, just like I challenged him to a boxing match on the show before, I said, I challenge you and Buzz Bissinger, who likes to wear female's clothes, that's fine. He can dress as a woman, and we, both of them can actually, because that's about what they are. I'm not knocking women, but as men, they're not very manly, and they can both get in the ring against me, either bare knuckle or with gloves. We can do it in Vegas. I guarantee you, pay-per-view, as big as that story was, it would get picked up. It would have millions that would pay on pay-per-view, and we could give the proceeds to charity. You notice they never took the challenge up, and I know he tweeted back at me and stuff about it, basically saying no thanks. You need to accept the challenge, coward. You're washed up. You're out of the United States. Everybody hates you. You're going to do a once-a-month magazine show for CNN, as I predicted they would give you, hiding their mistakes, you know, acting like you're not a total failure, taking a show from 2 million viewers to 300-and-something thousand. You know, Morgan, I will literally beat the hell out of you and Buzz Bissinger. I tell you what, let's go further. Andy Kaufman would do this. I'll fight the ambassador's daughter who said she wants to kill me, too, on the show. Buzz Bissinger, so two women. I'll fight her, Buzz Bissinger, and you, Morgan. I'm serious. I will go in that ring, and I will demolish all three of you within three rounds. I guarantee you. I will annihilate you within three rounds. Guaranteed, cowards. All three of you. I'm serious. In the ring, I will come in there and stomp the hell out of all of you, including your tart. Because she wants to talk about how she wants me dead and everything. Well, get in the ring with me, you wench. I will take all three of you on. First thing I'll do is punch her in the solar plexus, taking her out. Then I'll go over to Morgan, and I will absolutely start just battering his head with both gloves, and then I'm going to turn on Bissinger. All three of you. All three of you. Come on. Quite a man being able to take on that little brunette. They don't call me McGarrett for nothing, folks. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this guy's a coward. So everybody knows I challenge him to that. Well, now the host of Top Gear that looks just like him in the UK, it was probably a stage publicity stunt, he said, if he dies, he dies. Piers Drago Morgan challenges Jeremy Clarkson after he challenged him to a fight for charity in the ring. And so that's now in the news. It's a 50,000-pound to charity for Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson boxing fight. You know, I think Clarkson will win. You can just look at the look in that guy's eyes and the size of his neck compared to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is a complete ninny. And unless the thing's staged, I think Morgan's going to get his head butt handed to him. So V12 Shots LTD, a company that recently launched a protein drink, the V12 protein shot, is offered to donate 50,000 pounds or about $80,000 to help for Heroes charity in Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson's agreed to fight. They've now agreed to fight. Listen. $50 million is what a Piers Morgan Alex Jones fight would raise. Seriously. That was voted in LA Times, Time Magazine, you name it, by voters multiple times. The number one political story of 2013. Can you believe that? The number one viral media event, multiple places, thousands of newspapers, every show out there. Piers Morgan versus Alex Jones. I challenged him to a boxing match right then. $80,000? Really? I guarantee you, I've got the connections. I know Dana White. I know Joe Rogan. I've hung out with Dana White repeatedly. I'll guarantee you I could make phone calls, and I guarantee you they're businessmen. I guarantee you they could get the Vegas match on, and it would be on television and pay-per-view and dominate. It would air on television the next day and be on channels all over the country. But no, Piers Morgan will not allow his career to be destroyed because he knows I will go in that ring, and I will beat the living hell out of him. Oh, man, I would love to get in there with him. Just, man, I would love it. So I know you're a coward, Morgan. You, the woman, and the other woman. I'll take on you and the two women. You and Buzz Bissinger and the other woman. That would add to it. Maybe we'd make 100 mil. Give it to charity. We could give it to Salvation Army. How's that sound? You probably don't like that. That's a Christian group. In fact, you know what? You're a coward, but let me say this. They'll want to pay for it in Vegas. Let's say a third of it goes to the promoters, everybody, and then what's left, 90% goes to charity. You can have...
Well, there you go. We're going to see what happens with that. I would love to see that. You know, of course, Jeremy Clarkson, the guy that Piers Morgan is trying to goad into, has Piers Morgan's number. He says... His only qualification appears to be that he's the very embodiment of evil. But, of course, that's exactly what Rupert Murdoch was looking for, to put him in charge of his biggest newspaper. That's how Jeremy Clarkson describes him in the UK. Now, this hour has been brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. If you want to do something for your family, the path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. You can get top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, of course, tomorrow, Alex Jones is going to be back on the regular scheduled time, Monday through Friday. That's 11 Central, noon Eastern. So don't miss. We're going to be right back, and we're going to see, what will Piers Morgan do? Or as Jeremy Clarkson says, that's Piers Morgan. You spell that capital M, small Oregon. We'll have more information about that as the week develops. Don't count on him taking him up on that fight, though.